This is Dr. Monica Lindley-Salzman with Dorothea, D-O-R-O-T-H-E-A, Medicine, M-A-D-I-S, and I'm a nursing physician, Dr. Craig Watkins, who follows this follow-up chronic image, Dorothea Medicine, is a blown 52-year-old African American woman with past medical history, bipolar disorder, and chronic leukemia. She comes to my office to follow up with chronic kidney disease. So last year, she says she feels well. She's a heart valazine, is now decreased to 100 milligrams BID, as she cannot tolerate 3 times a day, period. She is only on internal. She was taken off of Ozempic because of acute and chronic kidney disease. Her system is otherwise negative. She does complain of intermittent nausea, but denies vomiting, diarrhea, rigors, or chills. Current medications include Etinol 25 milligram, Hydralazine 100 milligram twice a day, vital sign tempo 36.2, pulse of 60, blood pressure 170 over 100. She's currently in a good distress. Her end examination people like this room, that her neck is supple, her jewelry, not that her memory card is less than this. Rest of the degree does have been soft, not in both extremities. She has no edema labs. So, creatinine 3.9, potassium 3.9, calcium 8.9, intact BTH of 496.9, assessment implantable on CKD, mismanagement has stage 4 CKD, her renal function has worsened for unclear reason. Given history of uncontrolled hypertension with first immune function, I recommend to lower renal stenosis. Number 2, proteinuria secondary to CKD. She's not a candidate for interest in a blocker because of first immune function, hypertension, uncontrolled renal duplex will be done. Also, ketonol will be stopped and she'll be switched to Coric 25 twice a day. Hypernatria, borderline anemia, CBC will be checked in next of labs. Thank you for the dictation. Thank you for the dictation.